Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
This is what the Tennessee Titans need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Josh Edwards from With the First Pick here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 7th overall. All right, let's jump to the old NFL mock draft database simulator, pick number 7. And there he is, J.J. McCarthy. Now, Will Levis is the guy, so they're not taking J.J. McCarthy here. It would be a fantastic trade down opportunity. If you are interested in such things, if you're the Titans, we don't do trades in these ultimate mock drafts because we'd be here all day. We're trying to make this as quick as possible. So for me, it's a layup, and that is Joe Alt. Olaf Oshnu is ranked a little higher than me, higher for me than Alt, Josh, in terms of the long-term upside in athleticism. But I think Alt is a guy you put in the left tackle right away, opposite next to Peter Skoronski, last year's first-round pick, and you just keep going. But you may feel differently.
No, I think that's a slam dunk pick. Brock Bowers, Dallas Turner, both available, both make sense in their own right. But everything that Tennessee has done this offseason has been to support Will Levis. Whether that ends up being the right decision or wrong decision long term, we will all find out together. But it would not surprise me if baked into Bill Callahan's contract coming over from the Browns was, okay, you got to take Joe Alt number 7 overall, or at least an offensive tackle that I have to work with. So they've already released Andre Dillard, last year's left tackle. So to me, it's a pretty easy choice that Joe Alt is the selection.
Andre Dillard's gone. They've signed Lloyd Cushenberry, the center. They moved on from Aaron Brewer, the center. So they are mixing things up. And they're right back on the clock at pick 38. And we can go in any number of directions here. They've done a lot in free agency. Calvin Ridley was a surprise signing. I mentioned Lloyd Cushenberry. They got Chidobe Awuzie. They have Kenneth Murray on the defensive side of the ball. Legarius Sneed was a big signing as well. So they're making a move, Josh. What do you what interests you here? Because I'll say it every time. Ladd McConkey interests me here every time he's available. But I don't know if you think that's their biggest need. You could go offense again if you're so inclined. Offensive line, excuse me, if you're so inclined.
Yeah, Jackson Powers-Johnson is intriguing, the fact that he's still available. But to me, Ladd McConkey is a perfect complement to the wide receivers they already have on the roster. DeAndre Hopkins, a vertical threat. Calvin Ridley, a little bit of versatility, being able to play inside out. Ladd McConkey, let him work underneath, create separation, and get you those easy yards. I think that's a really, really easy choice because I don't think Treylon Burks gives you that skill set.
No, and certainly Ladd's much more polished than Treylon Burks is. And I was thinking, as I was saying that sentence, I thought you said Keon Coleman, who is basically Treylon Burks, it feels like at this point, but a couple years younger. All right, now we have to wait till pick 106. But I mean, so far, man, this is a grand slam. I can't imagine not being happy with this if you're Will Levis. So here we go. Now we are pick 106, fourth round. And even though they have Legarius Sneed, I still think, oh boy, Jalen Wright's sitting there too, as I catch myself. I still think you have needs in the secondary. They have Imani Hooker and Elijah Molden at safety. And of course, they signed Awuzie and Sneed. Roger McCurry's a nickelback. So what do you want to do here? Oh man, they have Jonah Ellis, who I love a lot, as an edge rusher. Landry's still on the roster, of course. I'm trying to see what else they have here. This signed, Sebastian Joseph Day. Anything catcher I hear, Josh?
I really like Cade Stover. I have throughout this entire draft process, the tight end out of Ohio State. I think he's actually a really good fit for what they want to do offensively. So that would be a consideration. Maybe add a pass rusher because they've been chasing that in recent years. Harold Landry, Bud Dupree, guys like that. Can you find a long-term answer at that position? Those are the two considerations that I would have. And then if there's a cornerback outlier, that would be a consideration as well. But probably the three positions that I'm probably most intrigued by at this point.
All right, there's Renardo Green. He's getting some buzz as we head down the stretch. I like him right in this range. I don't think he's not a top 50 guy for me. And let's hit the tight ends, Harry. Let's see what we got there. Stover, Theo Johnson, I like a lot. Barner is certainly capable. And Dallin Holker out of Colorado State's fun. And then edge rush. Let's hit edge rush real quick. Jaheim Bell, that would be hysterical, having two Chigga Kwankos on the roster. And then edge rusher Jonah Ellis, Austin Booker still there, Javon Solomon out of Troy, Nelson Caesar, Cedric Johnson, Brendan Jackson. All right, I'll leave it up to you, Josh, because there are some guys at the top of each of these lists that are prospects I would like to have, so I will let you make the final decision.
Since you're leaving it to me, I'm going to take Cade Stover. Okay. I think it's a really good complement to Chigga Okonkwo on that roster already, and you're just continuing to add to the offense, which very clearly has been the goal all offseason.
Yeah, three picks, three offensive players. You like Cade Stover better than Theo Johnson out of Penn State?
Specifically for this offense and what he brings to the table, I think Chigga Okonkwo gives you a little bit more pass catching, options, whereas Cade Stover's a little bit more balanced. He can block in space, free up Tajay Spears and Tony Pollard to break open some of those runs. I think he's a better fit at this point than Theo Johnson, but Johnson has a much higher upside.
All right. Let's look at edge rush, Harry, and then we'll work our way back from there. So Javon Solomon's there. Jalex Hunt, who I mentioned, who I think is probably going to go a little later than this because he's a developmental guy. And let's look at safety cornerback, just see if there's anyone there we love. Tyke Smith, I think, is a great fit a lot of places. our buddy Rick Spielman was saying that he's hearing that he could go higher than some people expect, so he could go off the board top 100, top 110. And then cornerbacks real quick, Harry, just to make sure we're not missing anything. Kalen King, Elijah Jones, Jerrion Jones, BC and Florida State, Nehemiah Pritchett out of Auburn. You want to go defense finally? You want to stay on the offensive side?
I think defense has the better choices at this point. Whether that's Kalen King, whether that's the edge rusher that was on top of the board. Javon Solomon, maybe. Tyke Smith. I would be happy with any of those three at this point.
All right. Let's go Tyke just to add some depth and versatility in the secondary. Kalen King's season last year concerned me greatly. I was hoping for a lot more, and hopefully he can bounce back. But I had some questions for a guy who was once considered a top 32 pick. Oh my gosh. I feel like Michael Pratt is like a lesser version of Will Levis. Having two Will Levises and a Mason Rudolph on the roster would be hysterical. All right. Pick 182 here. Michael Pratt, Garindo. They lost their big back. Garindo is a big back. He's certainly not going to be Derrick Henry, but he gives you a little heft that you don't get with Tony Pollard or Tajay Spears. But cornerback still there, Jerrion Jones, Tanner Bordellini, if you're considering bolstering the interior offensive line depth. What are you thinking?
From a pure value standpoint, Bordellini would probably be at the top of the board at this point, just coming off that combine performance that he showed. Before that, my thinking was probably either Isaac Garindo or Jerrion Jones, just to give him a little bit more depth at those positions. I think Bordellini's probably too good to pass up at this point.
I think Bordellini is a guy who has a chance to play and contribute, whereas Jerrion Jones and Garindo are guys you're just trying to fill out roster spots as backups. Not that they won't end up being great players, but in terms of the conversation we're having here about the Titans. And we'll see. And there's still going to be running backs available. Tyrone Tracy's there. So we're at pick 227, I believe, Harry. And I think we have three to go here. Yeah, 227, three to go. And let's see the cornerbacks just to see if there's anybody we love that's still out there. Dwight McLaughlin, I like. He didn't test as well as I wanted. Daquan Hardy is there, but he does a lot of the same things that we just got with Tyke Smith. Maybe you can't have too many nickel type players. Kamal Haddon's a good player out of Tennessee. DeAndre Prince. So which direction should we go here, Harry? Josh, excuse me. Harry, you can certainly help.
Tyrone Tracy, again, I think is the best value. That gives you a little bit of a bigger back element that maybe you're missing from a Derrick Henry. So probably lean in that direction.
All right, let's do it. And let's see what we got in terms of value picks with the last two. So here, scroll down a little bit, Harry. Let's see if anything pops. Miles Cole is a
potential. Dwight McLaughlin, your guy.
Dwight McLaughlin. Yeah, let's go with Dwight, the cornerback out of Arkansas. He played.
I like it.
I don't know why he's not getting more buzz. Let me double check his. So he had a 7.233 cone. He did run a 4.47, though. So 32-inch vertical. Yeah, that's a good pick. I'm still down with that. All right. So one last go around here, I do believe. McMahon, the center's there, as is Drake Nugent. I think we're okay there. Logan Lee offers something along the defensive line. Got some running backs there. Xavier Thomas, you're looking for a designated pass rusher. What are you thinking here, Josh?
I think maybe Xavier Thomas. Yeah. Just add another guy that you can kind of throw into the mix and hope one of those guys pans out.
Yeah, no, I think so. You're at the point in the process where you're just adding athletes and you want to see what happens. All right, is that it? That is it. Joe Alt at seven. What's that, Josh?
I said that's a good draft.
I feel like it is. And Joe Alt, typically when the Steelers draft every year, everyone knows what it's going to be. The pick's going to be like a month in advance.
Jackson Bowers Johnson.
Right. This feels like this Tennessee draft. It feels like they can't not take Joe Alt unless something bonkers happens above them. If the Giants do it at six or something, which no one's really considered because they have other needs.
It's kind of like that meme where the kid is swinging and in the background there's a fire. That's kind of the Titans right now because they see everything that's happening in front of them with the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, just knowing that they're going to get either the first or the second best offensive tackle in this draft class.
I was having a thought, and we can't spend a lot of time on this, but what if the Giants take an offensive tackle and Malik Nabers is sitting there? Oh, boy.
You have to consider it.
You have to consider it.
Yeah.
Luckily, we weren't faced with that dilemma. So Joe Alt, seven, fills a huge need. Immediate starter. Ladd McConkey at 38. He's going to play a ton. Then you get Cade Stover to continue the offensive theme. And then we go defense with Tyke Smith, who I think is going to play a lot. And then back to the offense for a few picks, and you wrap things up with some defensive players. Dwight McLaughlin, one of my favorite players in this class out of Arkansas, and the designated pass rusher Xavier Worthy out of Clemson, former five-star, I believe. All right, that's a wrap on the Perfect Titans Draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Hands where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.